Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab a clay pot and fill it with porridge. It's time for a story. Today's story is The King of Mgolo-Golo, written by Ntombe Kayise Malaza, translated by Alicia Berger. The King of Mgolo-Golo was a rich man. He had everything that his heart desired, but he was not happy. He was worried about his people. The people of his village who worked in the fields had started disappearing. The king was afraid that the snake of Mgolo-Golo was back. He called a village meeting. He called grandfathers and grandmothers, mothers and fathers, and boys and girls. Everyone came to hear what he had to say.
"I will catch that snake," shouted one man in the crowd.
His name was Sello, and next to him was his big dog. Sello and his dog went to the fields. They never came back again. A few days later, Tejuma the farmer arrived at the king's kraal with a big cage.
"I will catch that snake," he told the king confidently.
Tejuma went to the fields with his big cage. He never came back again. A few weeks later, Heshane, who was a well-known rugby player, arrived at the palace. With a deep voice, he told the king,
"I can catch the snake."
Heshane went off into the field, showing off his strong muscles. He never came back again. The king called another village meeting. He called grandfathers and grandmothers, mothers and fathers, and boys and girls. Everyone came to hear what he had to say.
"I will give my throne to anyone who catches the snake of Mgolo-Golo," declared the king.
A soft voice was heard from the crowd. The king looked out to see who had spoken. A small girl emerged from the crowd and approached his throne. She was wearing torn clothes, shoes with holes, and a dirty hat. She told the king,
"I can catch the snake."
The crowd roared with laughter. No one could believe that a small girl like her could accomplish such a huge feat. But the king reassured her.
"If you catch the snake, I will surrender my throne to you."
The following morning, the girl left her hut while it was still dark. She carried a clay pot full of porridge on her head and left for the fields. The whole village waited for her to come back. When the sun was about to set, the people in the village heard a loud sound coming from the fields.
Shoo, shoo, shoo.
They all fled and hid, but peeped through the windows and keyholes. They were terrified of the snake. From the field emerged the small girl with her torn clothes, shoes with holes, and her dirty hat, carrying an empty pot in one arm and the snake on the other. She was followed by Heshane, Tejuma, Sello, and his dog, and all the other people in the village who had disappeared. The king asked her how she had managed to catch the snake. She said,
"I became its friend."
The girl was made queen of Mgolo-Golo, and the snake became her pet.
I wish I had been there to see what the girl said when she first found the snake out into the fields. We know she had the clay pot filled with porridge. I think that's important. And we know that at the end of the conversation, or at least by the end of the day, they were friends. If you were setting out into a field to make friends with a giant snake, how do you think you would start? I've never needed to make friends with a giant snake before. But sometimes I've known some people that I had a hard time getting along with, but I still needed to make friends. One of the things I like to do when I know I need to make friends with someone, or I need to make peace with someone who I'm not getting along with very well, is I try to stop seeing them as my enemy and start to believe that they can be my friend. I can picture them in my head and start to feel love for them in my heart. And when I do that, I find that the next time I see them, I'm not as angry with them anymore. And I can start to feel those feelings of friendship instead of the feelings of fight. I think in order to make friends with a snake, you would need to love it first instead of being afraid. This story, The King of Umkolo Kolo, was written by Ntombe Kaise Malaza and translated by Alicia Berger. I am grateful to them and to the Storyweaver Project through Pratam Books, who made this story available through a Creative Commons license. You could read more stories like this at storyweaver.org. And thanks to you for listening to Elderberry Tales. See you next time. If you like Elderberry Tales, the greatest gift you can give us is to share our podcast with your friends on Facebook, Instagram, social media. If you like Elderberry Tales, the greatest gift you can give us is to share our stories on social media. We'd love to hear from you on Facebook or Instagram. We'd love to know what you like about these stories and what you'd like to hear next.